Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage. It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Don't miss out. Buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, no interest or payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
News from the Nest here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw with you. Vinny's off this week. Ravens went cornerback in the first round last Thursday, number 30 overall, going Nate Wiggins out of Clemson. A lot of expert types thought an offensive lineman would be prudent there. Eric DaCosta was asked if the depth on the offensive line returnees had a role in their decision to go cornerback.
And that's something that, you know, honestly kept me up at night, just because there are a lot of offensive linemen in this draft. There are, you know, a pretty good pool of receivers. But as I would go through and work on all these different, you know, simulations, it became apparent that if we didn't get a corner in the first round, it was going to be challenging to get a really good corner in the second round, third round, fourth round, who could help us right away. So, you know, not to say we wouldn't have taken a receiver, we would have taken an offensive lineman, but I think for us, if you're talking about all the different combinations, how we can be the best team we can be, I think just getting a corner at this point, like Nate, is probably the best way we could have started this weekend.
Now, no one or no team, well, the Ravens anyway, let me not say it's an absolute, but Ravens, as much as any team, best player available, true to the board in regards to need. I mean, they weren't taking a quarterback at pick 30, for instance, but corner was there. Nate Wiggins, really fast, playmaking ability, we all know. Going to come in and have a significant impact probably from day one. And we'll get to offensive line here in a second. But Nolan, you know, Nate Wiggins, yeah, I guess he was the guy that, and Derek DaCosta very excited about said pick when he fell to them because all the offensive guys went early in the draft. I have no problem with it. And then again, obviously, they don't either. That's why they made the selection in the first place. But we'll get to the depth on the O-line here in a second.
Right. I do wonder, you know, okay, let's say there were a couple of those tackles still on the board at 30 for the Ravens to pick from, in addition to Wiggins. Does that make things a little more, you know, antsy for them in that spot? Do they feel comfortable maybe moving back a couple of picks, saying, all right, we can still get one of these guys?
Yeah, Guyton went right before them. If Guyton is there, you know what I mean?
And he was kind of the last big tackle name for first-round talent. But then hearing DaCosta there explain, okay, we knew that there was going to be more depth in the later rounds for O-line. Funny enough, they end up getting another corner late in the fourth, too. So, I mean, his, you know, projection there did, you know, come to fruition, where you get Rosengarten in the second, and we weren't even sure that that was going to be a guy that would be available at that point, but he was. He was sitting there.
Here's Eric DaCosta talking about Roger Rosengarten at University of Washington there.
We were fortunate, as an underclassman with the rule changes, he was able to be down there this year. And we watched him at length and followed him and saw him at the combine. We interviewed him at the combine. He was a player that we had kind of had our sights set on today. He was one of our top players in the entire round today. I think fortunate that we got him when we did. It was a trend, as you guys saw, all those offensive linemen get picked after him. I think there were like 10 or 11 guys in a span of like maybe 20 picks.
The very next pick, Kansas City moved up to get Kingsley. I can't remember how to pronounce his last name, out of BYU. So the Ravens had a chance to take him. They went with Rosengarten and seemed to be very satisfied with that selection, at least on May the 1st, anyway.
Right. So years down the road, everyone loves to look back on drafts and say, oh, the Ravens could have had this guy. They could have had this guy, but they took so-and-so instead. It happens every year. Every team can nitpick like that. It's just the nature of the draft. But you do have two interesting situations here for the Ravens in 2024, that in the first round, they had their pick of any corner they wanted. Wiggins, DeJean, McKinstry, mm-hmm. being the most notable ones. They end up taking Wiggins. So years down the road, does he end up being better than DeJean and McKinstry? That'll be a big question. And then same thing there in the second round. Rosengarten, Sua Matea, Kingsley.
Thank you.
And then all the other, you know, DaCosta mentioned the run of O-linemen at that point. So that'll be something to monitor as the years progress here.
Now let's look at the depth chart post-draft on the O-line. And we know who's gone. Simpson's gone. Zeitler's gone. Morgan Moses. Gone's up. Your starters are Tyler Linderbaum at center, All-Pro. Ronnie Stanley, left tackle, former All-Pro. If he's healthy, can still play, we hope, at that level. Jeff Zrebeck, The Athletic. Rosengarten projects as the starting right tackle, with Patrick McCary being the Swiss Army knife guy, can literally play all five spots on the O-line. And Daniel Fa'alele entering his third year in the league. Am I correct with that one?
Correct.
You know, Daniel Fa'alele, there's upside, there's athleticism, but, you know, where is he fitting in? You would assume that he'd be on the depth chart. And John Harbaugh said, I think it was at the owners' meetings, that they're going to try Fa'alele at tackle, not throwing him into the guard mix. Not saying that's etched in stone, but is it an indictment on Fa'alele that Rosengarten would already be considered the leader in the clubhouse to start at right tackle?
I mean, I think draft status has a lot to do with that. Rosengarten, you know, could have easily went earlier in the second. You know, coming out of a prominent program, did play both left and right tackle, was able to move when Penix came in. So he's got a lot going for him on the resume. He is the new flashy toy. But I'm not completely giving up on Fa'alele yet. I mean, is he a stud guarantee? No. But based on where he was when he got drafted to where he is now, and they did trust him enough to be a rotational piece last year, give, you know, Morgan Moses a break every now and then. Same thing with Ronnie Stanley on the left side. So, yeah, I don't think he's a lost cause at all. And compared to someone like a Ben Cleveland, who's also been around here for a couple years, I think there's a much better chance of Fa'alele being a contributor in some capacity on this line than someone like Cleveland.
If you're Patrick McCary, and he gets paid well, given his role, but you would assume he'd like to be in the mix somewhere to start here. But he's never penciled in as that guy because he might be too valuable for them in the role that he's in. And he was getting his fair share of snaps in the second half of the season as well. But if you're Patrick McCary, wouldn't you prefer to start? Or is he just kind of comfortable with what he's doing? And again, he's paid handsomely to do it.
Right. I'm sure he would prefer to start. And the value there is a Swiss Army knife. I understand that for sure. I don't know. I just, when you enter a season, at least as it stands right now, three starting jobs up for grabs. And we can project all you want, Rosengarten at right tackle, this and that. McCary's a proven track record in the NFL. You know what you're getting with him. When you have three vacant spots, I'm putting a guy that I'm paying that much money into one of those starting spots. Unless you do some sort of magic between now and week one where you grab a bunch of other notable starters that were, you know, camp cuts or something, McCary can start here. The only concern you have with him is maybe a little bit of durability. We've seen him have some issues with his back in the past, but, you know, he's going into the final year of his deal. 6.3 on the cap hit. I'm playing him.
And real quick, projected starting guards. Ben Cleveland on the right side. Andrew Voorhees, who missed all of last year, on the left side. And all of a sudden, Andrew Voorhees, just because he's not Ben Cleveland, is considered to be like John Hannah over here. Google him if you're young.
Right. And I don't even know if it's really fair to him to say, okay, after not getting any sort of game reps as a rookie, complete redshirt year, you know, all you're doing is really working out and lifting weights and sitting in the meeting rooms. You know, is it really fair to say to a guy like that, all right, we need you to be a starter right now? You know, that where he would have went last year had he not been hurt, that aside, I don't know if it's fully reasonable to expect him to step in and be a starter right away.
So the Ravens O-line, as we sit here, rookie camp coming up this weekend, OTA starting in a couple of weeks. Still, I think a work in progress, potential to be good or potential to be maybe a problem for the defending AFC North champions. When we come back, let's count that midweek money, a little buy or sell. And then Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles, talk about the Birds' win last night. Look ahead to Corbin Burns this evening. And what's that rotation going to look like in just 3 days with Bradish and Means about to return?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Turn.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Penny and Haney. 1057, The Fan.
All right, Woman Crush Wednesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you. Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off today. Orioles beat the Yankees 4-2. Trying to make it 3 in a row tonight at 6:35. Baltimore baseball tonight, 5:30. Brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Live from the always fun and exciting Pickles Pub. It's going to be in the 80s again tonight. Me, Ryan Ripken, and Mike Bordick. Come on down and say hello. NFL draft is done. Rookie camps this weekend. NBA playoffs. Stanley Cup playoffs. Hot and heavy. Canelo Alvarez back in the ring this weekend. You got the Kentucky Derby and other things happening as well. But let's count that midweek money first. We'll buy or sell here.
More red today, Bob. Oh, nothing but red. I got Under Armour down 16 cents. I got DraftKings down 13 cents. S&P 500 down $10.96. We'll try again tomorrow. We can always try. Buy or sell brought to us, of course, by the Farmer's Dog. And we'll start in the NFL, where the Browns' decision to trade for Deshaun Watson and then pay him the contract that they did, one of the bolder moves a franchise has made in recent NFL history. And now that we're a few years removed from the deal, all of that draft capital that was sent to Houston has been used up. Three first-rounders, one third-rounder, a pair of fourth-rounders was the initial haul, but through even more trades, draft day and whatnot, the Texans were able to turn those picks into even more volume. Some of the notable names that they got in return, John Mechie, Will Anderson Jr., Tank Dell, and Kamari Lassiter this year. Buy or sell, Bob, Deshaun Watson will have to win a Super Bowl for this trade and contract to be worth it for Cleveland?
I'm buying it 100%. He was brought in to do just that. And they did make the playoffs last year. And I believe, Nolan, correct me if I'm wrong, they were 5-1 when he played. But he didn't play all that great. Then Joe Flacco came in and excited the whole fan base until, you know, it got very giving with the opposing team, Houston, ironically enough, in the playoffs. Yeah, he's got to win a Super Bowl. And we were just talking with Jared Dubin last hour. There's not a lot of optimism. He even duplicates what he was with the Texans. And he was a stud at Clemson. I mean, I voted for him twice for the Heisman Trophy. He didn't win either time. But Super Bowl or bust, it has to be. And if you were picking a team right now, I'll ask you, who has a better chance of winning the Super Bowl this coming season, Houston or Cleveland, who are you taking?
It's Houston, of course.
Damn right. And Tank Dell, by the way, wish him the best, involved in a shooting this past weekend as he was an innocent bystander, and John Metchie coming back from, he had cancer. So we wish them the best. Houston, Ravens saw him twice last year. Going to see him again this year, too.
We'll go over to the NBA, where this year's rookie class was certainly full of talent, headlined by generational prospect Victor Wembanyama. Adam Finkelstein here did a redraft for CBSSports.com of last year's class. Your top four overall picks went in the same order, but coming in fifth overall, he has the Pistons taking Cam Whitmore, the local product here in Maryland.
Yeah.
Actually ended up going 20th overall in the real draft last year to the Rockets. But after spending some time in the G League, still averaged 12 points per game with the Rockets last year. Certainly a quality campaign, all things considered. But are you buying or selling that he's already a top five player from last year's class?
I'll buy it. No doubt about it. And let's not forget that the guy who's going to finish second in the rookie of the year is going to be Chet Holmgren, who was drafted 2 years ago and then missed all of last year with that broken foot. But when we were doing the draft stuff with the draft experts, you know, the Sean Devaneys of the world, Cam was dropping. The only one and done at Villanova from Baltimore out of Spalding. And then G League was playing off the bench, then got hurt, missed some time. The Rockets were sneaky good this year. They were sniffing possible playoff stuff until the final couple of weeks. Yeah, Cam Whitmore. If we have a chance to celebrate the Charm City in a positive way, let's do it. So I'm buying it.
We'll go back to the NFL. Travis Kelce been rewarded with a new contract after helping lead Kansas City to another Super Bowl victory. Not your typical extension, though. He was already under team control through 2025. On his previous deal, but this new contract, same length, just for the next 2 years, but going to give him a little bit more money in that time. Once again, the highest paid at his position, but for how much longer will that be the case? We know he's been toying with the idea of retirement, or at least that's been floated out there by the media, and all of his actions over the past year plus looked like a guy trying to leverage a good post-football life for himself. Buy or sell, Bob, Kelce won't finish his contract with the Chiefs.
I'll buy it. I think if they win the Super Bowl this year, he's gone. Andy Reid's probably gone. And they'll go out on a high note. And I couldn't care less about his relationship with Taylor Swift. We wish them the best, at least from my vantage point. I mean, I got my own wife to worry about. I don't care about his. But he'll leverage that into a media career. And we talked earlier this week about Phil Simms, Boomer out, CBS, and Matt Ryan taking over. I don't know if it's confirmed yet, but I think ProFootballTalk.com said RG3's out Monday Night Football and Jason Kelce is in. So they might be done eventually. Well, Jason obviously is, but Travis soon to follow. They might be done as football players, but they're not leaving your world, people. Broadcast coming your way. The Kelce brothers, yeah.
And we'll close things out here with the Ravens.
Yes.
As usual, receiving good grades for this year's draft class. But on an individual player-by-player level, some of the critics, you know, not universally in love with every guy. Tyler Sullivan identified the best and worst pick for every AFC team. For Baltimore, the best was Roger Rosengarten. That got an A+. The worst, Devontae Walker.
Oh,
C+, though. A C+, so not a failing grade, but worst amongst the nine guys that were taken by Baltimore. Are you buying or selling that assessment as it stands now, Bob?
I'm selling both of them. I'm not okay. Rosengarten, they get at the back end of the second round. He could turn out to be an A-plus guy. And let's be honest, if I'm sitting here saying with great confidence that I'm an authority on either guy, I'd be lying to you. But Walker, what I C-plus? Okay, I think he'll. I think Rosengarten might be a notch below that once we get on the field, and Walker will be slightly above that. How's that sound? Rookies. Now, how it all turns out in the end remains to be seen, but instant impact guy, it's going to be more Rosengarten. Now, will he excel as an A-plus level guy for Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry? We shall find out, but I don't know. I never promised you a Rosengarten. At least we get that one for the next 4 years. When we come back, Jim Hunter is going to be joining us, longtime voice of the Orioles, talk about last night's game, how great was Dean Kramer, and Jacob Webb filling in a pinch, and then doing some great things on top of it. And we'll look ahead to Corbin Burns tonight, trying to make a three in a row over the Yankees. And then going off to Cincinnati, and the Reds have some offensive firepower. How much different will the Orioles' rotation look like when they...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get there.
The latest sports news and your place to talk about it. Always. 105.7 The Fan.
Diddy and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday, Whitney Houston, chosen by you, the people. 410-583-1057 is the number. Orioles and Yankees, game three, coming up tonight, 6:35. Bob Haney with you. Nolan McGraw, the side of the glass. Vinny's off today. There's a curveball. Oriole news. John Means activated from the 15-day IL. Grayson Rodriguez placed on the 15-day injured list with right shoulder inflammation, retro to yesterday. And Grayson Rodriguez won the opener of this series against the Yankees. So this one kind of came out of nowhere. And here to talk about that surprising news and everything else going on with the Birds. They are in first place starting a new month. Yankees in for two more. Longtime voice of the Orioles. He's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. And he's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. He is Jim Hunter. Jim, what's going on?
How you doing there, partner?
Doing all right, man. This Grayson news just came out of nowhere. Grayson Rodriguez on the IL, right shoulder inflammation. And his command was off a little bit, but still went 5-plus shutout innings, John Means, he's going to be activated here. But boy, we were wondering what dominoes were going to fall when Means and Bradish came back. Grayson gone. That's not one any of us saw coming here, I'm assuming.
No, it's quite a surprise, and there was no inclination that he was suffering from any kind of an injury in his start the other night against the Yankees. I mean, he did pitch into the sixth inning. He didn't allow a run. He allowed only five hits. He struck out three, walked three. But this really comes out of nowhere, and I'm assuming because Means was activated and not Bradish, that Means would be in line to make that start tomorrow afternoon. So we'll just have to see how it plays out when the skipper has his pregame press conference today. Hopefully he'll shed some light on that.
Now, the Orioles win last night, and we'll talk about Dean Kramer's performance and 10 Ks last week against the Angels. He pitched well against Kansas City. The Orioles wound up losing that game. Pitched well against Pittsburgh earlier in the season. Went seven innings there. Orioles wound up losing that game. But now minus Grayson, I guess the dialogue changes a little bit. But Kramer's always the guy we forget about, I guess, Jim, when we talk about the rotation and who's performing well and who's bringing their A game. And here's Dean Kramer and Jacob Calvin-Meyer pointing it out earlier today. Hey, he just hits the post every fifth day, and in big games he pitches well, and against the American League East he rises to the occasion and did it again last night.
Yeah, he was outstanding last night. I mean, with a very fatigued bullpen, for Kramer to give them seven innings, that was a godsend. And, you know, he only allowed the two runs on the two solo home runs, and we know he is susceptible to allowing home runs. But if they're solos, they usually don't hurt you, and because the Orioles scored four and the Yankees only scored two, the Orioles won the game for Kramer. But he struck out four, walked four, and one of the things that you like about him is he seems to have that ability to get the ground ball when needed, and three double plays were turned by the Orioles to get him out of innings and prevent the Yankees from scoring. And anytime you could do that to thwart a possible rising of the opposing team or rally of the opposing team, that really works in your favor. And three double plays last night were huge in that win for the Orioles and huge for Kramer.
Speaking of huge, how huge was Jacob Webb last night? You mentioned that short bullpen, and this guy hadn't recorded a save in an Orioles uniform, and when need be, did he step up and step up in a big way? And that was a dominant performance as well as a much needed one too.
Well, you're not kidding, Bob. You get four outs and three are on strikeouts. I mean, he was dominating. I mean, the breaking ball he threw to Giancarlo Stanton that he swung at, I have no idea why he swung at it. The ball was on the outer part of the left-handed batter's box, and Stanton bats from the right side. But he had outstanding stuff. And the thing about Webb that I'm coming to realize is he's a strike thrower. And he likes to pound the zone and challenge the hitters. And I like that because it keeps your pitch count down. Hopefully it makes the hitters maybe a little bit more aggressive than they like to be. And he seems to have the ability to have them swing at his stuff. And that's good. I mean, that breaking ball to Stanton is a good example of that. He got ahead. He had a hitter who was anxious, and he threw a breaking ball that was in no way intended to be a strike, and he got a strike anyway because the hitter swung at it.
Now, Orioles taking on the Yankees, game three of this series. We're 1 month into the season. Corbin Burnes, the numbers look great. Your assessment of him 1 month into his Orioles tenure, he was brought in to be the ace of the staff. Anything making you think he's never going to be that guy or is the best yet to come, perhaps, over the next 5 months?
Well, he's definitely that guy. I mean, you look at his numbers, 3-0 in six starts and a stellar ERA of 2.55. And the other thing about a guy that keeps you in games, he's allowed three runs or less in all six of his starts. And the Orioles have gone 5-1 at his starts. The only start was the Kimbrel blown save the other day against Oakland that they should have won and didn't win, or they'd be 6-0 in his starts. So he's giving them everything that they would have asked for. And it's good that his turn came third in the series because now that the Orioles have won the first two, you like your chances going tonight with Burns on the mound, and then that sets you up. If you win tonight, you win the series, and then it sets you up for a chance to gain the split. But he is everything that the Orioles could have asked for, and every time he goes to the mound, you got to feel good about it.
Jim Hunter, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Joining us here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you. Vinny's off today. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Jim, longtime voice of the Orioles as well. Hester Kerstad's been up for about a week. His playing time's been sparse, might not even be the appropriate word for that. He's only started one game. Any surprise level there, Jim, that he hasn't at least gotten a few more at-bats than we've seen here?
Well, it's a surprise in one sense, in that you usually don't promote a top prospect, which he certainly is, and then just let him sit on the bench. He'd probably be better off playing every day in AAA and keeping that stroke going. But on the other hand, if you look at how the outfield is hitting, I mean, Kowser in left field, he's leading all American League rookies in almost every offensive category, so he's got to be in there every day. Mullins finally got a hit last night to break out of his slump. He's going to be in there every day. And Santander in right field is your regular right fielder, although sometimes they DH him and allow somebody else to get in there. So it is kind of a mystery because, again, you usually don't bring up a top prospect and just let him sit on the bench. If you're going to bring him up, he needs to play. But unfortunately, because the team is playing so well and the outfield is hitting so well, the chances are few and far between. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's in there tonight somewhere, either as the DH or in right field if Santander DHs. Although, you know, O'Hearn hits right-handers very well, so it's likely he's going to be in there as well. So, it's a very deep team. You know, you look at last night, Bob, 8 of the 9 starters had a base hit. And that's tremendous balance. Only Mountcastle went 0 for 4. He was the only starter that didn't get a hit. All the other 8 did. And the balance of this team is tremendous. And there's more to come. And, you know, Hurstead is, the latest guy to come up. But where's the spot for him? And again, I've always been of the belief that if you're going to bring a prospect up, he's got to play. But it's tough to get into this lineup because of the depth and the balance.
Jim, as we hit May 1st today, biggest surprise for you with the Orioles, good or bad, heading into the second full month of the season?
Well, I think the surprise bad is how the bullpen has fared. Although in this Yankee series, they've been great. No runs in 5 1/3, 3 hits, 4 strikeouts, and 2 saves in back-to-back games. And Coulomb and Webb were the guys that got the save, which is certainly a surprise. But I think on the positive side, I'm very impressed with Colton Cowser, how he handles himself, how he's leading. You know, he's batting .303, and as I mentioned before, he leads just about every American League rookie in every offensive category. And that's consistency. And you like to see that with a hitter who obviously has figured it out. And the other thing about him, and you know, I'm a big believer in this. I love that he uses all fields. You know, if they're pitching him outside, slap it down the left field line for a double. If you get a chance to pull a ball, and last night twice he hit balls to the deepest part of center field, only to have the ball caught on the warning track. So he's got power. He's got a nice line drive stroke. And he certainly is fulfilling everything they hoped he would be. And he's basically earning himself an everyday job. And it's going to be interesting to see when Austin Hayes comes back, what are they going to do with him? Because you can't take Cowser out. And Hayes has not been hitting on the year. And when he comes back from his leg injury, it's going to be tough for him to get at bat. So, we'll see how it goes. But Cowser certainly has been a positive in my mind.
Jim Hunter, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Jim, appreciate the time as always. I will talk to you next week for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm out for the Nat series next week.
You got this covered. All right, Jim, talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
There's Jim Hunter, everybody just tuning in. Grayson Rodriguez on the IL. John Means activated. Rocco Baco tweeting this out. Means had to be activated today because his rehab assignment ended. So he's up. Does that mean he's pitching tomorrow? He pitched on Sunday. This could be more of a Bradish thing. So it's a very fluid situation with the Orioles rotation. But this Grayson Rodriguez stuff, that kind of came out.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Nowhere.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Oh, get them pointy boots out, baby. A little country and western coming your way. Which one's this one? Is this Faith Hill or Shania Twain?
Shania Twain.
There you go. Rocking and rolling on this Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's off. Me and Nolan just tuning in. Grayson Rodriguez placed on the IL. John Meansy is up. Grayson goes 5 2/3, 101 pitches. Shoulder inflammation. So this one, it's a stunning turn of events there, Nolan McGraw. And John Meansy got to a no-hitter. He's been an all-star, but you know, injuries have slowed his progress to Oriole Hall of Fame stuff there. Rodriguez is a certain legitimate eventually number one guy. I don't like the trade-off, let's just put it that way.
I'm trying to think through this in real time. I'm not saying that he's not actually injured here, but the Orioles are faced with a lot of roster moves this week, quite
okay.
A bit. And maybe this is a way he takes he takes his stint on the IL, comes right back, he's fine, but this is a way that, all right, they had to bring Means back today because he exhausted his rehab timeline. So today was decision day for him. You got to clear space for him. We've been counting options for our bullpen guys all week. The amount of guys that even have an option to give is slim. You just used one with Dylan Tate not long ago. So it's maybe just a numbers game, or I'm just coming up with something out of nothing, and he's actually here.
I'm going to go ahead and respectfully disagree with that. You know, we're just speculating. We don't know. I mean, but you're taking out a guy who's your second best starting pitcher, who's coming off a win against the team, a shutout win, no less, against the team that had just scored 30 runs in its previous two games against the first place Brewers team. I'm thinking it's more of there could be an issue here health-wise.
Right. And then, of course, I'm
or
seeing
he would
here,
just skip a turn if he's got a little arm fatigue going on.
Right, yeah. So the question would be, how much time would he miss? It's retroactive to yesterday, so not even that far back. 15 days from now, he'd miss probably two starts. in that time.
Yeah, this one just came out of nowhere within the last half hour. But Grayson Rodriguez goes on the 15-day IL. John Means is back, taking his place on the roster. We'll talk about that a little bit more during the AL East report. Got NFL Lunch coming up top of the hour. The Kyle Phoenix Baltimore beatdown will be joining us at 1:30, talking about the draft, his opinion of it. Adolphe Owe gets the fifth-year option picked up. Does he have a problem with that? But right now, let's go to Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with this one here from Chris. Says, I'm sure Kramer will pitch against the Yankees again this season, multiple times at that. Next time out, I'm definitely serving up my best heater with a side of ribs next time he's facing Soto.
Yeah, it all depends on game circumstances, obviously, and the importance of said game. Maybe it won't be until September, for all we know, but there could be some retribution, maybe. It might not even be from Dean Kramer. It could be from somebody else. All I want is that whoever homers for the Orioles tonight, in a situation in which they're winning, just take 3 minutes to get round the base. That's all. Take it, maybe do a couple of backflips, moonwalk. Profile a little bit, since apparently that's acceptable behavior nowadays.
Ian in Baltimore says, who cares about the stare down celebration? Yennier Cano stares down the batter every time he records a strikeout. Best thing to do, just shrug it off. Getting antsy over it or upset about it does nothing.
Well, you know, it's all water under the bridge for now. All I'm saying is do it when you're winning. Not when, you know, it's late in the game. He's dealing. Did walk Judge next batter. Got the double play. Went unscathed in the seventh. End of the game. Orioles won. Kramer got the dub. And Soto got to, you know, bounce around a little bit. Show off his dancing skills around third base.
Right. Better example might be the Orioles are getting blown out by a team. Gunner hits a solo blast late, cuts it to a 7-run deficit,
yeah.
Then goes in the dugout and does the, you know, water bong thing. Mm. You know, I don't really need to see that when you're down 7 runs.
Water, I thought it was the hydration station.
Whatever.
It's something that would get Bob Gibson fastball upside the face is what it is.
This one, Texter says, Juan Soto, perfect for the Orioles-Yankees rivalry. If anything, he's consistent with his antics. Been doing it since he was 20 years old, helping the Nats win a World Series.
I think the telling comment was from Bob Nightingale, who's as plugged in as anyone. Not considered to be all that great of a teammate. It's become more of a diva. He's being the good guy now because he wants to get paid. But brilliant player, don't get me wrong, but is what it is. Who cares? Orioles won. They won the first two. They're a game up in the standings.
And Hector in Falston says, now you guys got me running hot thinking about the 2012 Division Series. Who hit two home runs there? Raul Ibanez.
Yes.
Can't stand that guy now.
Now in the broadcasting field, I believe Raul Ibanez is. But Yankees are here. The Orioles have won the first two. I thought it were going to be a lot of fireworks offensively. You got the top two teams in home runs, top two teams in the American League in runs scored. You got the hot weather here in late April now into early May. Maybe tonight will be the night. But with Corbin Burns, he doesn't tend to get rocked. We don't even know who's pitching for the Orioles tomorrow. We know that Grayson Rodriguez won't be pitching for at least a couple of weeks. If you're just tuning in, placed on the 15-day IL, John Means was activated. Also, and we'll find out, I guess, later on today as well, when Brandon Hyde meets with the media, what's the status on Craig Kimbrell, who was thrown a little bit yesterday himself?
Right. I mean, he did say after the game yesterday, he's hopeful for today. Hopeful was his exact quote, yeah. So you can read into that how you want. Obviously wasn't ready to go yesterday. Hyde's words said if he was ready, he would have been out there instead of Webb.
But if he can't go, I mean, Cano, who Ian just brought up, I guess he gets an opportunity. Coulomb got the night off. I mean, it's still kind of a closer by committee. And if this is going to linger, does an IL stint maybe behoove the Orioles and Craig Kimbrell himself.
Right. I'm guessing that Kimbrell has said that, hey, just give me 2 days. That's all I need. You know, he insured them because if not, like you said, yeah, let's clear some space here. Let's get another guy up here.
All right. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Coming up next, a little NFL lunch for you. AL East report coming up at 1:15. Talk about the standings, the scores last night. Look ahead to tonight's schedule as well. Kyle Phoenix, Baltimore beatdown. Talk about the Ravens, the roster, the way it's put together. If there's concern looking at the depth chart today, on May 1st, the biggest one for the Ravens would be what? If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Baltimore Baseball Tonight, live from Pickles Pub, 530, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me, Mike Bordick, and Ryan Ripken here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.